were really good at it. And Brogan Rafferty, who is in fact joining us right now live outside the Griffins locker room, I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you remained optimistic in that locker room at the end of the second period, but just didn't have that same feel tonight you did going into that third period in Rockford. At least from up top here, Brogan, I didn't have that confidence this team was going to come back tonight.
No, I thought we lacked a bit of intensity and push tonight, especially in the third. So, you can't win every playoff game,
right,
obviously, but you can't lose them like that at home. So it's a long series. Time to regroup here. We have another game Friday at home, and we're going to watch some video and get back to work tomorrow and put out a better effort Friday.
Well, and this is, where that poise and that leadership really comes into play now for the younger guys. And not that these younger guys can't handle this, because you guys have been around, all of you, long enough and playing extremely meaningful games. You're going to lose games like this. You should know what it takes to bounce back. And it does help, though, to have guys like yourself who have been there, and Didier's been there, and Les Perrance, who's been there. I mean, you guys will be looked up to from the young guys, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. We got to be a good example for them, and like you said, have some poise here. You know, it's a playoff series. It's 1-1. Now we have a best of three with two games at home, so the odds are still in our favor. If we show up and play our game every night, we should be good to go here. But a lot of the older guys are going to be leaned down here to step up on Friday and show the team the way.
Brogan, it's an odd feeling, given, as we talked about this, how spoiled we are here as fans with the way you guys played at home this season, especially in the second half. And it just leaves you perplexed, losing a game like this. But again, it's just one game, and no reason to think this team isn't going to bounce back. But please tell me that in Coachella Valley last year, in that run all the way to Game 7 of the Calder Cup Finals, that the Firebirds, the team you were a part of, had a kind of a clunker along the way.
Yeah, we did. We lost a lot of games at home. We lost games in overtime.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen. We just have to put forth a better effort on Friday. Guys are upset in the locker room, and that's good to see that fire in them. Hopefully it translates to the ice on Friday, where I'm sure we'll put out a much better effort and play with some desperation.
You got a huge sample size of dominating at home, huge sample size of just dominating, period, in the second half of the year. So, again, I don't think one game is going to affect you guys at all.
No, but we love playing at home in front of our fans, so you got to take advantage of these home games, and that's what we're gonna do on Friday.
One thing, no question about it, though, that power play has got to get on track. Oddly enough, it wasn't one of the reasons why the team was so good in the second half. And, of course, you were missing a lot of really, big-time offensive weapons in the second half. But now, no excuses now. You got everybody back, and to go 0-3 tonight and watch them go 2-2, that's just something that you're going to have to change for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it right on the head. I've been there before, and it stings when you lose games, and you don't get one on the power play. But I liked their first power play. I thought they got lost a lot of momentum, but we couldn't sustain it, and they got two as well. So
yeah,
they won the special teams battle, and that was a huge part of their success tonight. So, like I said, regroup tomorrow and get back at it Friday.
Yeah, and just winning that game on the road to start the series didn't mean for one minute that you guys, you come home, you got two, you're thinking, okay, let's sweep them, let's not worry about going back to Rockford. But you knew better, and you got to give credit where credit's due. They played a really good road game here tonight.
Yeah, they sure did. They played with desperation. They executed really well, and they stuck to their game plan, and honestly just they outworked us at home. So we're a little bit embarrassed, obviously, and we're gonna learn from that and move on.
All right, Brogan, it's awesome to meet your parents finally the other night in Rockford. Hope to get to see him again. I can see where you get that class, that quality as a human being. I don't know where the great hockey player came from, but you sure are a great hockey player and above all else.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for joining me here, Ron.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Brogan Rafferty chatting with us here in our post game.